The founder of a Minnesota food program that bilked taxpayers out of $250 million has been slapped with 41 years in prison for a fraud that prosecutors say took food out of the mouths of hungry kids. Amy Bach and her convicted co-defendant Salim Saeed falsely claimed to have served 91 million meals. In 2021, Bach even received an award for her supposed good work with the nonprofit she headed, Feeding Our Future. But in reality, they weren't using the money to feed hungry children. Instead, they used the $250 million in federal funds to bankroll their lavish lifestyles, including splurges on luxury cars, designer handbags, and properties worldwide. Bach was handed the stiff sentence on Tuesday after being convicted of all counts last March, with prosecutors describing the 45-year-old as the ringleader of the biggest pandemic-era fraud schemes in the country. She will also be required to pay $5.2 million in restitution. Bach recently lamented to Fox News her belief that even though she's the one being punished for the crimes, the bigger issue is how local leaders kept giving fraudsters taxpayer money.
I have to believe that the governor's office and Keith Ellison's office were aware of this. They've said they were involved in helping the FBI. They've said they were made aware. But apparently I'm scary, so they couldn't do anything. It all went through a process. They were all approved. They were all paid by the state, yet all the fingers are being pointed at me.
Most of the other defendants in the case are Somali immigrants, and the recipients of the aid were meant to be members of the Somali community in Minnesota. Investigators said Feeding Our Future went from receiving $3 million in federal aid to more than $200 million in 2021. But when the Minnesota Department of Education started asking questions about the rapid increase, Bach filed a lawsuit against the state agency, and the cash kept rolling in. The taxpayer money was only cut off after the FBI, IRS, and other federal agencies executed raids at 26 locations across Minnesota, believed to be engaging in fraudulent activity in January 2022. So far, 79 people have been charged in connection with the Feeding Our Future fraud scheme, with more than 60 convictions.